Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Should we have the Kyle Shanahan Appreciation Day here at the Fan?
Absolutely. Might be the best coach the team's had since 1999.
What do you, honestly, Daryl, what do you remember from that? Because all I remember was very slow, drawn-out play-action fakes because they ran the ball so well that year.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer rolling out and having,
with Brian Hoyer.
And having wide-open receivers, just completely schemed wide-open receivers, and Hoyer just had to be within 10 yards of the guy, and some of the times he was, and they were big completions down the field and just icing games with their running attack.
Yeah, I mean, I remember they were 7-4.
Yeah, you remember and, an actual good coach who can scheme. That's amazing. Yeah, you can remember that. Fantastic.
You know, the zone blocking scheme, I remember that. Joe Thomas and Joe Batonio really enjoyed the zone blocking scheme that they had that year. And of course, who can forget the presentation? I know the legend has it that it was a PowerPoint presentation, but we've since learned that it wasn't exactly a PowerPoint presentation, but it was a presentation nonetheless, begging to get the you-know-what out of here. And the Browns ran for like almost 1,800 yards as a team collectively between, if I remember correctly, I think it was Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West was the wow. The 1-2 combination. And Ben Tate, too, I think, was on that team. I have to look that up, but I think he was also on that team. But, yeah, they rushed for, like, almost 1,800
ben
yards.
Ben Tate, you're exactly
that.
Right.
I was going to ask where he was,
that.
But
yeah.
All I have to do is, if I had Instagram, I'd just check my DMs. I'm sure he's in there somewhere. Daryl Ryder joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Daryl, let me bring this to you here. Now, I do, and by the way, I think the show really should have a Kyle Shanahan Appreciation Day.
I'm on board.
When are we doing this general manager? When's this general manager thing getting done? What's going on here?
I have no idea. When Kevin Stefanski talked at the sports awards the other night, and when he kept saying that they're going to be deliberate and take their time and they're not in a hurry, that told me that Peyton probably wasn't going to get done. And that the search was going to have to continue. So.
Whoa!
Now, I'm not saying it isn't getting done.
No. You just said it.
It didn't appear to me at the time that, okay, this isn't imminent, that they're not close to wrapping this thing up or whatever. So, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of news to report. So, I don't know. They might want to hire someone at some point here. We're going on over three weeks with no general manager running this team. There's a lot of business decisions that they're going to have to make this offseason. And, there's an evaluation that also has to go on. He's doing it right now. He's watching the film in between interviews and, whatever. But, they're going to have to go back and watch all the Senior Bowl tape. They got to watch the tape from last year to evaluate the guys they have to make decisions on. They really should move this thing along here and get this done, whoever it's going to be.
If you're just joining us, Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder says, I don't know, when it comes to the next general manager of the Cleveland Browns, at least when it comes to George Payton. So if it's not George Payton, Daryl, I'm just kidding you, buddy. Then who? Who do you think would be the guy?
Well, I mean, there's only two on the list that we know of, and that's Monty Ossenfort and Andrew Berry. So, and I've not heard anything about second interviews for either one of those. I will say this search has been a little quieter as far as information goes than the coaching search. But, yeah, I mean, it's, there's not a lot of lot to report on that front at this point, unless another candidate happens to emerge, which, again, you know, Stefanski left the door open the other night. He was asked, you know, are there more candidates than just these three guys? And he's like, well, we'll see. So the door is open for them to possibly maybe add another name to the mix. But right now, there appear to be three candidates, Austin Fort, Peyton, and Barry.
Daryl, did Kevin Stefanski make it down to Mobile, Alabama at all for the Senior Bowl?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Is anybody that will be associated with the Browns a year from now, is anybody, any of those figures, were any of them at the Senior Bowl?
That'll be with the team a year from now? I mean, they were represented at the Senior Bowl. They had people there this week.
Sure.
So
that's not what I'm asking, Daryl. The reason I ask is because I know Alonzo Highsmith's at the Senior Bowl. I don't think Alonzo Highsmith is going to be with this organization for much longer. I want to know how big of a missed opportunity it was that none of the key contributors or any of the brain trust that will be a part of the Browns were even within 100 miles of the Senior Bowl when Bill Belichick was there the first moment it started.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't necessarily believe that Alonzo Highsmith and Elliot Wolf were going to be a fit, if you will, or align with this new direction that they're going in with the organization. But they are there scouting and, you know, doing their homework on these guys. The combine this year is changing significantly. I saw somewhere yesterday where instead of 15-minute interviews at the combine being allowed, that they're cutting that down to like 48 interviews. So the teams are trying to squeeze in as many interviews down in Mobile this week as they possibly can to kind of make up for some of that. I'm sure that whoever
is Dee
this
Podesta,
new team,
do they have gotomeeting.com down there so Dee Podesta can get in?
I think they do have the internet in Mobile, Alabama. So
okay.
I would imagine that if needed to be conferenced in, the Dee Podesta could be they could accommodate that, or I don't know, maybe they just FaceTime.
Is Dustin Fox in the running for GM? I know he was down there.
Might as well at this point, right? Wouldn't hurt.
Are these unfair questions that I'm asking? Because
well,
I mean, people are rolling their
he's
eyes.
He's seen
on
as
this
much
stuff.
As the new GM has seen, right? He's actually seen more than the new GM has seen. So, I hear you, Anthony. I mean, they need to get this thing squared away sooner rather than later so they can go about the business of football here in the offseason, because the longer they wait, I think that at some point will begin to, you know, hamper the operation.
Dangerous Daryl with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert Breer was on Bull and Fox a couple of days ago. He was talking about OBJ and maybe OBJ in a little bit more distraction than he is worth it. I'm sure they talked about it in the interview process. I'm sure they talked about it even during the LSU thing. They got to meet for the first time a couple of days ago. You think the organization should consider moving on from OBJ to help Kevin Stefanski, or do you believe it's Kevin Stefanski's job to get the best out of OBJ and make it work here with the Cleveland Browns?
Well, they met yesterday, and Stefanski basically laid out, you know, his expectations. And he made it very clear the other night that conduct off the field was going to be one of the things that they were going to talk about. I think it behooves OBJ as the employee to abide by the guidelines set out by the employer, the Cleveland Browns. The players don't run the football team. Football team runs the football team. The coaches run the football team. So I think it's on both parties to make this thing work, because his talent is elite. I still can't believe that he played that entire season with this this core muscle injury that he had surgery for this week and still managed to put up 1,000 yards and catch nearly 75 passes. That's incredible to me. And he didn't miss any games. Yes, he is a headache off the field. And I understand that. But you knew what you were signing up for when you traded for him. He's one of the most popular players in the NFL. Let's not forget, they're getting new uniforms this year, so he's going to sell a lot of jerseys. But I think it's on OBJ to make this work. And I don't think that Kevin Stefanski is going to have any problem making anything work with Odell because of his talent. To me, it's just about I just really think that, you know, OBJ's got to kind of do his part here because some of these issues that we've talked about are of his own creation.
Does he have to be at OTAs? I'm not saying participate because maybe injuries are. Does he have to be there?
I think he should be there this year, but he's probably not going to be there. He'll do his rehab or whatever. His rehab should be done by April. If the timeline is similar to what Kareem Hunt had for that, Ken, which Kareem, I think, took about 8 weeks to rehab from similar surgery last year, and he was able to come back and be ready to go right out of the gate from his suspension. April 6th, I believe, just off the top of my head, I think that that's when the Browns offseason program begins for the teams that have new head coaches this year. He would be healthy to participate at that point, but I don't think he's going to be here. Toward the end of the season, we asked him about that, and he made the comment that he's basically blown off OTAs every year except for his rookie year. I think he should be there this year. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Of course, his rookie year, you could argue, was his best year in the NFL. So, interesting. Darryl Wright, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. Who are some of the candidates, the early candidates? I know we don't have a GM, so maybe it's an exercise of futility. But some names that you think are probably going to be, the Browns are probably going to be severing ties with.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't really want to go down that road because I don't think that that's fair to those people.
Oh, sure it is.
I mean, yes, it is.
They're millionaires. They'll be okay.
That's fine. That's fine, Darryl. That's okay. You don't have to answer.
We talked about Alonzo.
Demarius Randall is the first name you want to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean players on the roster? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Demarius Randall certainly at the top of the list.
I meant the people who worked in the cafeteria.
They have to make a decision on Kareem Hunt. He's a restricted free agent. So, you know what, I quite frankly just tender him at the first round pick level and then match whatever he goes out on the market and gets because you
Beverly
have to,
and
to do that. Joe Schobert, I think if Andrew Berry is hired as the GM, I think Joe Schobert's odds of coming back in 2020 – improve exponentially because, of course, Barry was here when they selected Joe Schobert in the draft. So, but I would put the biggest name, if you will, that won't be here
Henry in accounts
receivable in 2020 is definitely Demarius Randall. He played himself, I think, out of here last year.
Darryl Wright on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Real quick, better, worse, or same? How do you feel about the Browns since the end of the season?
You know what? I'm gonna say worse because we don't have all the pieces and parts right now. They're still looking for a GM. The front office still needs to be ironed out. You know, do they keep Elliott Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith in place through the draft? Do they wait until after the draft? Do they keep these guys, for another year or two? And so I'm going to say worse just because there's still some moving pieces and parts right now. We don't, and questions that, quite frankly, we do not have answers to, and we're not going to get answers to them until they hire that GM, and that GM gets in here and starts getting to work.
You going to watch the Pro Bowl?
Yes, I will. I'm a glutton for punishment. I did not watch the skills, whatever that was, last night.
Well, thanks for not doing your job.
I skipped the skills competition. Does nothing for me. I know they're trying to make this this event compelling for fans or whatever. And
you didn't find nice it funny job. That? Wait a minute. You didn't find it funny that Jarvis Landry beat Lamar Jackson in a throwing contest?
Darryl, I'm watching this, and it's not that Lamar Jackson lost to a wide receiver. It's that Lamar Jackson wasn't even close on these targets.
I saw some of the videos. I mean, Jarvis killed it in the dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Well, yeah, Jarvis, I guess, won the dodgeball competition for the AFC. And, yeah, it's a moneymaker for the NFL, so I get it. But I think of the All-Star games, the Pro Bowl is the worst of them all in professional sports. Baseball's the best, and the Pro Bowl remains the worst, and it's
NASCAR's
been the worst
the
for years.
No, I think NASCAR is the best All-Star game of them all, but that's just me, and I'm a hillbilly.
NASCAR has an All-Star game?
Yeah, they do. It's right before the Coca-Cola 600. They have it's the All-Star race.
I'd like to see their skills competition where they have to try to parallel park fast as possible.
They have a skills competition.
Be amazing.
You laugh. They have a skills. They have a pit crew challenge.
That's pretty good.
Okay, parallel parking would be hilarious. That would be
parallel parking would be great. Not only do you have to parallel park it, but you have to do it at a certain speed. But
you got
to
do the cones
and no.
Yes,
no.
you got to do the cones at 110
and no backup cams. Get rid of that nonsense. Let's see it the old-fashioned way when men were men.
Daryl, we'll see you in hell.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
And we were backing right into strollers.
Great, Daryl Ryder on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. You had a person who put like things out there. I swear to you, I had a driving instructor who, it wasn't just the cones. Like, there was like a bassinet out there, and they go, oh my God. And I was laughing my ass off.
Flooring it.
And he's going, this is not funny. I go, you put a bassinet out here. We are in an abandoned hills parking lot in Massillon, Ohio. Yes, this is funny. This is very funny.
I am getting scolded for my Senior Bowl take, so we're going to have to...
Well, we'll ask Ryan Wilson about that from CBS. Also coming up, robot umpires. And I'd rather have the Browns season than the Ravens season. There, said it. Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.